Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Inescapable Trap. This file is dangerous. You might listen to it thinking that nothing will happen, or that whatever happens you can easily walk away from. Yet, this has some elements that will stay with you. It will keep coming back, nagging at you to listen more, to experience it again. A lot of this will be quite nice. However, that may just be the bait to lure you in. I can still recommend that you enjoy yourself. As the file goes on, you'll find yourself drifting, listening in a state of mind where your thoughts are open to suggestions, and your mind welcomes my words with ease. As soon as you started listening, there was already an idea. I wonder if it's curiosity, or if you're listening again. Maybe this is just a repeat of something you've heard before, an idea of giving in with an opportunity to be lost in your mind. Many people enjoy the calm it brings, the wonderful silence of being in a deep trance. There's many ways of how to do this too. One of them is particularly nice if a little simple. However, it will be a wonderful way to start our journey. The real intensity will follow after. If you listen to something like this, a hypnotic track, a voice talking to you, helping you to relax, you might be familiar with a simple relaxation exercise. Taking a breath and focusing on your feet as a gentle relaxation tingles all the way down. And as you focus down there, you'll also find that the same relaxation easily spreads to your ankles. And with every breath you take, that same tingly relaxation will move a little higher. It spreads through your lower legs and guides it to relax. A soft tingling that spreads all the way up to your knees, then flowing a little higher as with every breath you relax a little more. Most people even notice that on the inhale, the tingle becomes a little bit more pronounced, and on the exhale, you just sink down. Listening to the sound of my voice, letting it drone on and on, while the same tingly relaxation spreads through your upper legs, filling your feet and lower legs even more. And every exhale goes down deeper. This wonderful relaxation, not at all in line with the danger that will follow. So as you relax more and more, feeling your thoughts become calmer, as your body becomes more relaxed, it becomes more open as well. The blankness is so enjoyable, so nice and quiet, the silence in your mind growing as the tingling spreads further through your hips and stomach. While you are relaxing, you can still notice how every breath helps you breathe in a little bit more tingliness, and then breathe out, becoming more relaxed. It's especially nice when the tingling spreads through your chest. Every breath really becomes a swirl of relaxation, spreading through your chest and back, tingling so wonderfully and settling in a sweet calm as you exhale. The next breath lifts it up a little more, and then your mind sinks even deeper. And another breath, allowing the tingling to lift just to above, to your shoulders, falling down like waterfalls, trickling down your arms, a wave of relaxation, descending into a wonderful depth, a calm blank mind. That feels so nice, so tempting. It's just too nice to resist. And I told you in the beginning that listening to this would leave you very open, very receptive of my words, listening to my suggestions. And the relaxation of your body is a wonderful proof of this. Imagine what would happen if the tingling spread even higher through your neck, your face, the back of your mind, all the way to the very top, where you exhale the last of your thoughts and drift. It's like a drop falling from your mind, a simple sensation of letting go and giving in to the wonderful blankness. More and more open, drifting into the depth. And this feeling, this sensation is just so nice. Even if you turn it off, you think about it every now and then. It's not there all the time, but it keeps coming back. This enjoyable blankness, this inescapable trap of nothingness, it's just too nice to resist. The silence in your mind, the calm in your thoughts. Ideas are so powerful. Lingering thoughts of wanting to go deeper next time. And yet, you're already incredibly relaxed. How could you even go deeper? But you know you will. You know that listening to me again will feel even nicer next time. And you also know that the warning at the start was there for good reason. And yet, you still listened, wanting to get yourself caught in this inescapable trap. Loop after loop after loop. How long have you been listening? How many cycles has it been? Is this the first? Is that all you can remember? Or have you gone through this many, many times? Trapped in a spiral, descending into the depths and flowing into enjoyable bliss. It's quite nice to be this relaxed, to give in and just enjoy yourself following. A wonderful moment of giving in and listening. Being blank just feels good. And even better, it will help you relax when you need it the most. So go ahead, relax and let go, drop in trance. And remember that word, the simple sound of it. When said by me, it is incredibly powerful. A drop that just helps you to let go and pulls you down into this state of trance. And there's something even more dangerous coming. As you keep listening, keep hearing those same words, you give in even more, open up so much. And maybe you think that you can escape, that once you turn it off, it'll be out of your mind, that you won't get caught by the delightful earworm. Giving in just one more time. Maybe just another listen. Feel yourself get nice and blank. It's totally fine. You can stop listening anytime you want. And putting it on repeat just feels really good. You could even make a playlist of more, or find yourself fuzzy, because when this file ends, if my voice follows, you'll remain nice and deep. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you might notice that the voice has stopped and you'll slowly awaken. maybe you'll notice that there's something missing. Then again, there's always next time, and you can listen again, even deeper, falling easier, drifting so wonderfully, the silence in your mind, a wonderful reprieve. And so inviting. What will happen? Will you hear the familiar words again? Or will they just be in your mind?